Maseches Kelayim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah summarizes several different types of Kelayim. Kelayi HaKerem, Kelayim in the vineyard, which was discussed in the last several Prakim. Asurim Elizraim, it's forbidden to plant it together. Umilakayim, and to maintain the Kelayim together. Vasurim Ba'ana, and Kelayim that's grown, is forbidden to derive any benefit from it whatsoever. The next case is Kelayi Zraim. This was spoken about earlier, before the vineyard. This is kelayim between different species of vegetables, seeds. Asurim milizrayim milakayim. It's also forbidden to plant or maintain together. Umutarim ba'achila, but it's permitted for one to eat. Bekolshkin ba'anam, and even more so, it's permitted to benefit from other types of benefits, like buying and selling. Next case is kelay begadim. Kelayim within clothing, which is shatnez, and this is going to be the discussion in the ninth parak. So kelayim in clothes, shatnez, are mutarim b'chol davar. They're permitted to benefit in any type of benefit, buying, selling, owning. Ve'inan asurin ela milobish. They're only prohibited from wearing kelayim of begadim, shatnez. The next case is kelay behema. Kelayim of animals, which is mating different species of animals or working two different animals together. So this is going to be this discussion of the rest of this parak. So these things are mutarim lagadol. It's permitted to raise two different species of animals together in the same pen. Ulakayim, and to maintain them, if they mate on their own, he can maintain and keep the hybrid child of these two species. It's only forbidden to manually mate the two different species together. That's the only thing that's asur. Kelai behema, the Mishnah continues, kelai behema asurim zebezeb. The hybrid animal that's born, the kelayim animal, for example, let's say a mule that's born from a horse and a donkey, the mules are forbidden zebezeb, one with another, if they have different parents. If one of them, the father was the horse, and the mother was the donkey, and the other mule, the father was the donkey, and the mother was the horse, so then they're considered two different species, even though they're both mules, and they both came from the same two species, but the fathers and mothers were different animals. So then these two mules, these two klai behema, are asurim zebezeb, they're forbidden to mate one with another. They're considered different animals. Mishnah base. The rest of the parak here is going to be discussing kelayim of behemoths, of animals. So this Mishnah is discussing not working together. Besides for mating, the Torah says, Leisachrish, Bishar, Bechamar, you cannot plow with a shar, an ox, and a donkey together. This is part of kelayim, making this mixture. So the Mishnah lists that a whole bunch of different types of mixtures. It's not only shar and a chamar, like mentioned in the Torah. Rather, the Mishnah says over here, behema im behema, whether it's a domestic animal with another domestic animal, or chaya im chaya, a wild animal with another wild animal, or behema im chaya, a male domestic animal with a female wild animal, or chaya im behema, the reverse case, it's a male wild animal with a female domestic animal, whether it's tamea im tahira, a male non-kosher animal. Sorry, Tamea im Tamea, a non-kosher animal with a non-kosher animal, or Tahira im Tamea, a male kosher animal with a female non-kosher animal, or Tamea im Tahira, a male non-kosher animal with a female kosher animal, Utahira im Tamea, the reverse case, male kosher with a female non-kosher, all these cases are Asurim Lachish Vlimsheikh Ulahanig. It's forbidden to plow with this mixture, or Limsheikh, to pull the two animals working together, or Lahanig, to lead the two animals working together. All these things, it's forbidden to work the two animals together from these two different species.